Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Peace plan for Gaza announced at the White House Monday provides an outline for its future. The hostages would be released, Hamas would disarm, aid would come in, there would be phased withdrawal of Israeli troops, and reconstruction of Gaza could start. But as ABC contributor, retired Colonel Steve Ganyard points out, the deal might appeal to Hamas leadership.
I'm wondering what the incentive here for Hamas to surrender now is. It isn't included in the plan, but was there some backdoor discussion about, hey, Hamas leadership, if you throw in the towel now, we'll give you safe passage to some country.
The peace plan could also mean more than 2 million people living there would be under international control, not Israel's. Longtime couple Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have split. The Oscar-winning actress and country singer have been married since 2006 and shared two daughters together, ages 17 and 14. A source reportedly said Kidman did not want the separation. This is ABC News. New information in an investigation in Los Angeles regarding the body of a teenage girl found earlier this month in the front truck of a Tesla owned by popular singer David.
ABC News now obtaining the death certificate for 15-year-old Celeste Rivas, which reveals she was not pregnant when she died and had not been pregnant in the year before her death. Rivas went missing from Riverside County a year and a half before her highly decomposed body was found in the front trunk of a Tesla owned by the singer known as David. Investigators have not yet been able to determine her cause of death and don't know if it was murder or something else. David has made no public comments about the case while the LAPD investigates. David has not been named a suspect in her death. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Oregon is suing to stop President Trump's federalization of the Oregon National Guard in Portland. Attorneys for the state have asked a federal judge to decide if the deployment can go forward. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Here's the brand new hot off the press forecast for today. Very warm with a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 84. Southeast to east winds at 4 to 8 miles per hour. Tonight mostly cloudy and mild, a low of 55. Wednesday clouds give way to more breaks of sun in the afternoon. Still warm for this time of year and a high of 78. Partly cloudy Wednesday night, a low of 53. Thursday mostly sunny and balmy, a high of 80. Mostly sunny Friday and hot for early October, a high of 86. Partly cloudy, breezy, and continued summer-like Saturday, a slight chance of a nighttime shower, and a high of 84. 78 with a few light showers possible on Sunday. That's a look at weather for the coming days. Yesterday's high here at the studios, it was a warm one at 89 degrees. Right now on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it reads 52. It is time now to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet that way. Oh, the land of the free and the home of the brave.
I was alone, so afraid. He came along, calling my name. He took my fear and in its place, Jesus spoke peace to me. He lifted me out of my grief, soothing my soul, keeping my feet, shining his light that I might see. Without his love, he came along, calling my name, giving a song, filling my heart with melody. Jesus is all I need. Sing it again, love lifted me, feeding my soul with manna so sweet, shining his showering love, holding my hand and guiding my feet. Jesus is changing me. He lifted me out of my grief, soothing my soul, keeping my feet, shining his light that I might see. Without his love, all I need.
Gene Watson and Jesus is All I Need. As we start the day in a positive way, before that, Michael Austin did the honors for our national anthem. Well, hello there again, friends. It's time for us to get together. The old Light in the Milk House show is on for another day, and we have some info to get you in the know, some things to tell you about, getting you ready for homecoming weeks at area schools. We'll have details and some fun stuff, their dress-up days, and I'm not sure what all is going on, but of course, some sporting events as well. So details on sports, and a little bit later on during our morning show, we'll have another word that you can text in and be a part of the multi-state winning a little later on this morning as well. But right now, welcome to the Light in the Milk House show as we start those chores. This is Restless Heart.
Every little move she makes is gonna catch somebody's eye. Ought to see all the double takes when she goes walking by. But she's so distant, she seems so cold. Everybody says that rock won't roll. We'll be right back.
rock on roll. I'll give her everything I've got. I'm gonna change her point of view. I'll keep trying and I won't stop until the love in her eyes shines.
Remember well, from the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down their ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry, and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's creed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over, and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian, Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned a hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira'd done. And when did the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise a flag and lower it like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, alone in the land he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
Johnny Cash on the Light in the Milk House show, 5:16 the time. Looking ahead toward tomorrow, you can enjoy an afternoon of euchre starting at 1 o'clock at the Old School in Avoca. Richland Area Farmers Market getting down to its final weeks. They'll be open again tomorrow from 1:30 until 5:30. And Hill Country Classic Power with a meeting on Wednesday night. They're making plans for the upcoming Wheels of Time truck and tractor show and all kinds of stuff going on this weekend at the fairgrounds, including threshing and some parades and different displays as well. So that should be a fun part of the upcoming weekend here in Southwest Wisconsin.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House Light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, we saw calves and slaughter cows steady, but with many lower quality cows. Holstein bull calves sold from 7 to 10.30, beef crossbred calves 8 to 15.70 over the pound. The fleshy, better conditioned cows range from $1.20 to $1.40, with the thin, questionable health cows $1 and down. Beef bulls up to $1.73. We'll be back on our regular schedule with our next sale on October 3rd. Contact us at 608-627-1401 for all of your livestock marketing needs, whether you're buying or selling. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your local market, serving the farmers of a five-county area.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green, easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing too.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know we carry Lube King oil and lubricants? We carry diesel or gasoline motor oils, two different types of gear lubricants, transmission fluid, and hydraulic fluid in different weights for all of your equipment. All of these are in 2 gallon jugs, and the universal hydraulic oil is in 5 gallon buckets. So stop in at our Richland Center store or Muscadet for all these and all these other great products, and as always, we do appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust, Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
It's the first ever Wild Hills Winery Fall Festival and Grape Stomp. Saturday, October 4th from noon to 7 p.m. at Wild Hills Winery, 30940 Oak Ridge Drive. Celebrate harvest season at Wild Hills. Music starts at noon. Grape Stomp sign up at 1, the Stomp at 2 p.m. Enjoy music from Sam Day, John Gay, and Donnie Razick. Wine tasting at 1 p.m. Vineyard tours after the Stomp. Wood-fired pizza all day. Wine sampling and local vendors on site. For more information, head over to Wild Hills Winery.com, and we'll see you in the hills Saturday, October 4th.
Wilkinson Auctions is getting you ready for fall with two sporting goods and firearms auctions. We have a collection of over 40 guns at the Hillsboro Auction Yard on Saturday, October 11th, and over 80 guns at the Muscadet Auction Yard on Friday, October 17th. And we're taking consignments of sporting goods, cars, trucks, UTVs, and more. Two sporting goods auctions, Saturday, October 11th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard, and Friday, October 17th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
It is 5:20. An update on sports is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. The Packers played as well as any team in the NFL through the first two games. They've been getting a reality check ever since. So heading into the bye week, they can go home and actually start to work on a few things and figure out what's been going wrong, according to Coach Matt LaFleur. Also from the world of football, there were two games played on Monday night. Miami defeated the Jets by a score of 27-21, and Denver was a winner over Cincinnati, that final score 28-3. This is a big day for the baseball playoffs. In the American League, Detroit plays at Cleveland early this afternoon, and Boston at the Yankees tonight. National League playoffs, San Diego plays at Chicago this afternoon. The winner of that series will play the Brewers this week. And Cincinnati plays at the LA Dodgers as well, in action going on today in the Major League Playoffs. This update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. They guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
Oh, yes, it's about time to get the aerobic polka percolating. The aerobic polka is powered by SUPS Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with SUPS. That's SUPPZ. SUPS, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the SUPS difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. SUPS.
Venomore.
Here we go. The aerobic polka is here and near and dear. And we call upon old Uncle Julius. Hello.
After this one, let's all go down to the village salon. Zulun. Tavern, maybe? With the village tavern polka. Hey.
Thank you.
very much, Uncle Julius and the boys. Uncle Julius, haven't seen you at any of the family reunions recently. Anyway, it's 52. We're heading toward a high of 84 with a mix of sun and clouds a little bit later on today.
High on the mountain, what do you see? Bear tracks looking back at me. You'd better get your rifles, boy, before it's too late. The bear's got a little pig and hit it through the gate. He's big around the middle and he's broad across the run. Running 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. He's never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. Some bees, they started making honey way up in the tree. I chopped down the tree, but my honey's all gone. Old Slewfoot's done made himself at home. He's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump. Running 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. He's never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. Shoot him in the bottom just to listen to him yell. He's big around the middle and he's broad across the run. Running 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. He's never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me.
Have you ever been blue?
Have you ever loved someone
just as I love you? Can't you see I'm sorry for each mistake I made?
Can't you see I've changed, dear?
Take me back in your heart.
Jim Reeves and Patsy Cline on the Light in the Milk House show. Today's high temperature will be at around 84 degrees. We did get warmer than normal, warmer than predicted yesterday. A high of 89 here at the studios. Right now, following the midnight reading of 55, it is 52 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
U.S. corn and soybean harvests have just fallen behind average. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Thanks to three modes of action against corn rootworm, Pioneer brand Vorseed Enlist corn averages 7.1 bushels per acre better across over 24,000 comparisons versus its top competitors. Your best year starts with Pioneer. USDA says 18% of corn and 19% of soybeans are harvested and 34% of winter wheat is planted. A dry week and above average temperatures led to a lot of harvesting in Wisconsin last week. USDA reporters say corn silage, apples, and vegetables were leaving the fields and orchards in the week ending Sunday. Just north of the Wisconsin-Illinois line, Doug Rebout says corn silage is about done in his neighborhood.
We're going to see a lot of combines start rolling and start getting those soybeans off the field, and corn is still going to be out a little ways because that's just not drying down with the wet year we've had.
Farmer and State Representative Travis Tranel from Cuba City says he and many neighbors have been busy in the fields. Tranel says some winter wheat and triticale will be going in the ground soon. As for this year's corn crop,
speaking for myself personally, this is the best corn crop I've ever grown in my life. I think there are a lot of people that feel that way. It's too bad it's not worth anything.
93% of Wisconsin's corn has reached the dent stage. In the Green Bay area, dairy farmer Raymond Dietrich tells Brownfield they haven't started harvesting corn silage yet.
The corn looks really good. A little bit high in moisture yet. We're figuring another week yet, and then we'll be good to go.
Dietrich is expecting very good yields. Soybean coloring, 94%, 70% of the crop dropping leaves in Wisconsin. Only 6% has been harvested. 72% of potatoes are now dug, and 43% of winter wheat has been seeded. Fourth cut alfalfa is almost done. A Wisconsin state senator has introduced legislation that would help family farmers, rural communities, and consumers. Brad Paff says his ag purchase program, Senate Bill 408, is a win-win proposal.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection would work with food pantries and other food nonprofit distribution facilities in order to make sure that they receive the money, the $30 million. Those nonprofit food pantries would go out and purchase locally grown food as well as dairy products.
Paff says if signed into law, the program would help Wisconsin family farmers stay afloat while helping people that are food insecure. Wisconsin Farm Bureau is reviving efforts to bring another health care option to its members. Farm Bureau health plans are an option families can use instead of traditional health insurance. Wisconsin lobbied unsuccessfully in the last legislative session to change state law so the plans could be used. Now Assembly Bill 448 and Senate Bill 450 have been introduced to support a rule change. And that rule change would allow Farm Bureau health plans to move forward in Wisconsin. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle trade ended the day quiet and cash hogs closed lower. Good morning, I'm Kellen Havikin with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade continues to be quiet to start the week. New show lists appear to be mixed higher in Kansas, below or in Texas and Nebraska, Colorado. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established, and significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the second half of the week. At the Fort Pierre Livestock Auction in South Dakota, compared to last week, no comparisons were available on steers due to limited numbers. Best test on heifers 800 to 899 pounds were steady to $4 lower. Heifers 900 to 949 pounds steady to $2 higher. The USDA's demand was very good for offerings of yearlings that were mostly off grass and in light to moderate flesh condition. Feeder supply included 31% steers, and 83% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers 616 to 647 pounds brought 417 to 441 with an average price of $418.85. Medium and large one feeder heifers 806 to 847 pounds brought 335 to 361 with an average price of $357.67. Box beef closed lower with choice down 75 cents at 370.68 and select down 355 at 348.89. Estimated hog slaughter was 113,000 head. Cash hogs were lower with light to moderate closing negotiated numbers. Buyers had their usual start to the week, assessing near-term needs with an eye on how demand could shape up later in the week. The USDA's quarterly hogs and pigs report out last week did show slightly tighter than anticipated supplies. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 74 cents lower with a base range of 95 to 104.50 with a weighted average price of 102.44. Iowa, Minnesota closed 189 lower with a weighted average price of 102.06. The Western Corn Belt 169 lower with a weighted average price of 102.24. Butcher hogs were trending lower at the Midwest cash markets. Barrows and gilts were $2 lower at $72. Sows were $5 lower at $62 to $72. Boars were priced at $25. Pork values closed $1.30. lower at $112.22. Loins, ribs, hams, and bellies were lower. Butts and picnics were higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 490,000. At the CME, live and feeder cattle ended the day lower with contracts unable to follow through. And lean hog futures were mixed on spread trade and the conflicting fundamentals during the session. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Garrett Biesterfeld from Durand, Arkansas High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Garrett plays football, shoots trap, and belongs to 4-H and FFA. He cites those organizations with helping him grow. Garrett lives on a farm and is heavily involved in the day-to-day operations. He's hoping someday to take it over.
After high school, I plan on just going right to the farm and milking some more cows and growing some more steers. And as land opportunities come, just taking it just to try to expand.
Garrett said agriculture is about growing and producing food for the world, and running his own farm has always been a passion.
I've been helping around the farm ever since I could walk, and I just love being able to take care of little calves, taking care of the bigger dairy cows, and just really have grown a passion for it over the years, and I don't think I could go without it.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Butcher hogs were $2 lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down and corn was mixed out of the USDA's weekly crop numbers. November beans were 3 1/4 lower at 10.10 1/2. January was down 3 1/4 at 10.29 3/4. December corn was a half lower at 421.5. March was down a quarter at 438.5. Live and feeder cattle were lower on a technical reversal. October live was down 47 at 231.32. December was 47 lower at 233.82. October feeders were down 80 at 356.20. And hogs were mixed on spread trade and the conflicting fundamentals during the session. October was down 35 at 101.15, and December was 70 cents lower at 90.35. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A free online tool to help dairy farmers work more sustainably today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support help turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Tractor rollovers are one of the most common causes of farm deaths and injuries. One simple device helps reduce the danger significantly: a rollover protective structure. Standard on most new tractors, but they're also available to add to many older tractor models. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Dairy Management Incorporated, an umbrella organization that manages research and promotion for the dairy industry, offers a sustainability tool for dairy producers. The Dairy Conservation Navigator is a free online platform for dairy conservation, according to Jackie Coleman, a senior VP at DMI.
You know, it really is a non-biased resource. You know, we're not looking to sell anything or promote any one vendor. We simply want to provide educational materials that can help people make more informed decisions. All the information we share is science-based, it's cited, it's USDA reviewed, so people can feel very confident in the rigor that was put behind the materials presented.
DMI Senior Director of Sustainability Projects, Bridget Hilshey, says more than 70 experts in various parts of the dairy world were consulted as the Navigator was put together.
What really makes the Dairy Conservation Navigator unique is that it's not just another information dump. We've really tried to design it to be a knowledge hub. We built the Navigator to bridge that gap between funding and research and real-world application, and it brings everything together in this real practical, cross-disciplinary way with honest discussions of the benefits of certain practices as well as the trade-off.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, hosts the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning at 9. This week's sale is all beef and new crop yearling cattle only, featuring red-hided cattle and accepting all breeds of beef. No Holsteins at this auction. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all across the country. Remember, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning at 8:30. For more information on all sales, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
The granddaddy of dairy cattle shows is underway. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. World Dairy Expo officially starts today, but the cattle show has been going on for 4 days. University of Minnesota finished first among 16 schools in the National Intercollegiate Dairy Cattle Judging Contest Sunday. Virginia Tech, Purdue, Pennsylvania State, and University of Wisconsin-Madison round out the top five. The State University of New York Cobleskill dominated the International Post-Secondary Dairy Cattle Judging Contest. Modesto Junior College, Sonny of Morrisville, Ohio State University, and Michigan State Ag Tech rounded out the top five. Minnesota took the top honors in the 103rd National 4-H Dairy Cattle Judging Contest at World Dairy Expo. The second overall team was Wisconsin, only 5 points behind them. New York, Florida, and Pennsylvania rounded out the top five. 456 competitors were on the colored shaving Saturday for the Youth Showmanship Contest. Winning the junior division was Cooper Merrill from Seneca Falls, New York. William Zimmerman from Broadhead, Wisconsin won intermediate division. Logan Harbaugh from Marion, Wisconsin placed first in the senior division. After placing first or second in those divisions, 6 youth competed for the Annette Ostrom Memorial Supreme Showman and Reserve Supreme Showman Awards. Zimmerman and Harbaugh took those, respectively. Cash dairy prices were mostly higher Monday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey remained unchanged at 64 and 3 quarters. 40-pound cheese blocks up 4 cents to 166 and a half. Barrels were up 2 and a quarter cents at 164 and a half. Butter prices up 4 cents at 176. Non-fat dry milk up a half cent to 116. I'm Larry Lee. Listen for our coverage from World Dairy Expo and find the stories online at Brownfield Ag News.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Johnson Tractor has compact track loaders and skid loaders in stock and priced right. See Johnson Tractor or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information and full disclaimer.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
Today's high temperature, 84 degrees for tonight, mostly cloudy and mild, a low of 55. A warm week in southwest Wisconsin, 78 Wednesday, Thursday 80, and Friday 86. We start out at 52 degrees currently on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. As we check it for you here.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House show on WRCO.
Thank you.
Marie Osmond, I knew you'd show up. I only wanted you here on the Light in the Milk House show. And we'll get Tony's take on weather coming up here in just a little bit. We're in some rare air here, temperature-wise. We came close to a record yesterday. The record high for today is 91. We won't top that, but still, it's kind of a rarity to be this warm in late September. Make the most of the final day of the month of September. Where does the time go? At the Keys today on WRCO, Tuesday, September 30th. Good morning.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where the specials are country music and good neighbors every day.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Bryan County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
It's the first ever Wild Hills Winery Fall Festival and Grape Stomp. Saturday, October 4th from noon to 7 p.m. at Wild Hills Winery, 30940 Oak Ridge Drive. Celebrate harvest season at Wild Hills.
Music starts at noon. Grape Stomp sign up at 1, the Stomp at 2 p.m.
Enjoy music from Sam Day, John Gay, and Donnie Razick. Wine tasting at 1 p.m., vineyard tours after the Stomp, wood-fired pizza all day, wine sampling, and local vendors on site. For more information, head over to Wild Hills Winery. And we'll see you in the hills Saturday, October 4th.
Wilkinson Auctions is getting you ready for fall with two sporting goods and firearms auctions. We have a collection of over 40 guns at the Hillsboro Auction Yard on Saturday, October 11th, and over 80 guns at the Muscadet Auction Yard on Friday, October 17th. And we're taking consignments of sporting goods, cars, trucks, UTVs, and more. Two sporting goods auctions, Saturday, October 11th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard, and Friday, October 17th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we had temperatures well up into the 80s yesterday. Should be another day of that today with maybe a little bit more high-level cloudiness coming through, but still, temperatures will be running about 15 to 18 degrees above normal. Tomorrow should be just slightly cooler as well. Then we heat things back up as we head toward Friday and Saturday. There's even a small chance a couple of spots could touch 90 degrees on one of those 2 days. Now, there will be a front developing off to the west and north of us by the early part of the weekend, causing a few spotty showers, mainly just to our west and north Friday and Saturday. Then Saturday night and Sunday, a small chance around here, as the front is right near us on Monday with more moisture streaming in from the south. That'll be our best chance of any meaningful rainfall. Hopefully we'll get at least a few tenths of an inch to help with the dry conditions. Temperatures next week are looking a bit more seasonal as well. Here's that forecast for today. Very warm with a mix of sun and clouds. High temperature about 84 degrees. Southeast to east wind under 10 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, dropping to the mid-50s. And tomorrow, clouds give way to more breaks of sun in the afternoon. Still warm for this time of the year as we enter into October. High of 78. Southeast wind up to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy. Low at 53. Thursday should bring mostly sunny skies, balmy conditions, high about 80. On Friday, mostly sunny, on the hot side for early October, low 57 with a high near 86. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy, continued summer-like, slight chance of a shower by Saturday night, low 58, high of 84. Sunday, not as warm with a 30% chance of light showers, high 78. Monday's high 73 with a 50% chance of rain, maybe a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
52 degrees and mostly clear conditions. Yesterday's high was 89, record high 91 in 1953, record low 24 in 1967. A year ago, 82 the high and 48 the low. So it was similarly warm a year ago. Sunset will happen at 6:45 tonight, sunrise time tomorrow morning, this morning, in about an hour. 6:58 coming up. And right now the air is calm. The barometer at 30.20. No precipitation today. After a midnight reading of 55, it is 52 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the news update at 6 is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish. They've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We are hours away from the government shutting down as the passage of a budget seems unlikely at this point. The Democrats demanding the government subsidies be brought back to help people pay for health insurance. ABC's Rachel Scott has more on the stakes.
This is a big question before Democrats. Is this strategy going to work? And is it actually worth it? Shutting down the government comes with a major risk. At the same time, they're really putting a lot of weight in healthcare. They know that if these healthcare premiums rise for millions of Americans, voters may be actually really upset.